Good morning, and we're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Chabtes, and we did Siman Beis. There's more to talk about the issue of opening containers and bags, packets, etc. on Shabbos, and I'm going to leave some of it more for Siman Dalet, where the Mishnah Berurah talks about, the Chayyim talks about such an idea. So let's move on to Siman Gimel, and then when we get to Siman Dalet, we'll come back to opening containers and try to give it in a comprehensive presentation. So in Siman Gimel, he deals with a case where a person is doing Kriya without Kavana for the purpose of Kriya. So if it's a Psik Resha, it's going to be Osir, even though it's Melacha Shenisich L'Gufa, because he doesn't need the Kriya, if he's not trying to be Mechaben for it, and even if it's a Psik Resha, it's potentially Melacha Shenisich L'Gufa, it's still going to be Osir. But if he can do it in a way where it's not a Psik Resha, it's going to be Mutter. So here's the first example, was Mishni Stapchu Begodov Bekoisim. So he got thorns onto his clothing. He walked through a bush, and there was a thorny bush, and little pieces of the thorny bush got attached to his clothing. He wants to try and remove them, and by doing so, there's a chance he might tear the garment when he's doing it. So that's going to be Mutter. Mafrisha Metzina Buvenacha Shlo Yikareya. He should do it gently. He doesn't want to walk around with these little sharp things sticking in his clothing, which means sticking into his body. So he's allowed to remove them. But he has to do it gently, that it's not vaday that they're going to cause tearing. If he does it gently, it's possible not to tear. And it tears. See, Nikra is Nikra. If he does tear, it tore, but it's not a problem. Because he was doing it gently enough that it's possible not to tear, so it's not a secretion. Why isn't it the problem of Berer? We're talking about a case where we generally assume that these type of things remain distinct and obvious, where the garment is and where the kites is, where the thorn is. So Berer, we spoke before, presumes that Terubis. But if they're distinct from each other, there's no din of barer. So a person allowed to do that. That's one example. V'chein mutter lubash begadim chadashim. V'im nikra is nikra. Shenem iskabon the kriya. The second example is a person puts on a new garment. Sometimes as you spread the cloth and you put it on, so some of the threads will tear. So it's a possibility. So do we say that a person cannot put on a new garment on the first time on Shabbos because of this concern? You're spreading the sleeves, and maybe there's a thread which is caught there, which will tear. Now the answer is, we're not worried about that, because that's called the Rosh Hashanah Miskabin. He's doing the act of Levishas Begadim, which is not problematic at all. And the fact that it might end up doing a Maisa Kriya along the way, is that he had no intention for that purpose, that the Rosh Hashanah Miskabin. The Rosh Hashanah Miskabin is Mutter. A third example is a person wants to crack open nuts. But he does not want so he's going to take a heavy item and bang it against the shell of the nut, and that's going to crack open the nut, and he'll be able to take the flesh of the nut, which is inside, to eat. The concern that he has is when he does that, the shells will fly all over the place. So he wants to wrap it in cloth so that when he does smash it down, the pieces will be trapped inside of the cloth, and they will not fly over the place and make a mess or hurt somebody, etc. So, but do we have a concern that he might be ripping the cloth? The combination of the act of bringing this heavy item down onto the outer case of the shell, wrapped in a towel, he might be the breaking itself of the the shell will get caught in the cloth and rip the cloth and tear the cloth. And that's the concern which we're worried about. But obviously it's not his kabana. So it says, Poitzin agosim b'matlis, you can take a shmata, wrap it around the nuts and that you plan to smash, and you can smash the nuts inside of the matlis. He does not have to worry. Maybe by doing so, the shmata will tear. Because he's not trying to do that for that purpose. If it's a psikresha that's going to tear, this type of a shell is a has very ragged edges, and it always comes off like that. It's probably going to tear the cloth. So that's going to be also, it's a psik resha, even though it's a person not doing it for a purpose that he wants. It's a psik resha lo nichole, which means a psik resha, the person has no interest in happening. So we pass him psik resha lo nichole is also not like the opinion of the Oroch, that psik resha lo nichole is mutter. We pass him psik resha lo nichole, psik resha, which a person has no interest in it happening, is still going to be also, it's no longer dovah shenim yiskamen. Have a good day.